And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network. It is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. Saints head coach Dennis Allen, tough one as always. I've never heard about a loss that wasn't tough. Six straight loss as the team falls to 2-6, and so there's nine games left, right? Nothing guaranteed. What you do on the field will dictate everyone's future. I mean, it's just it kind of is what it is, and you've got to get that first.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you know, we got a great opportunity. We're going to Carolina this weekend, a divisional opponent. You know, I think there's a good chance we might get a couple more guys back. You know, we've got to be more consistent. I think that's consistent and attention to detail are kind of the key things for us. You know, we've done some things that have been positive, and yet the negative plays are what are keeping us from, you know, having success. And so those are just some things that we've got to work to eliminate.
Now, Coach Allen, I think it's a big enough sample size when I look at this, and that we've come out the game in the first half, and we've been able to outscore our opponents. But I look at the second half, and we talked about this. Look, the Eagles game, the Atlanta game, closing out games, you got to find some way to win. But it's almost 2-1. We've been outscored right at 2-1, I want to say, in that third quarter when you make halftime adjustments. But the third and fourth quarter has not been so kind to us as far as scoring. You know, you always look at, scoring offense and then obviously scoring defense. And we've been fine at the beginning, but what do you think when you evaluate, you know, yourself, Scott? We had a mini bye and then not really the regular bye, but what's maybe your interpretation or answer why we've not been able to not only close out games in the fourth quarter, but really right after halftime, it's been 2-1 we've been taking advantage of in the third quarter?
Yeah, well, look, I just think it boils down to our ability to go out and execute and play good football on both sides of the ball, and including in the kicking game. I think that's really what it's about. And, you know, I would say, you know, we haven't done as good enough job executing in all phases. First, second, third quarter, fourth quarter. I think we've just got to do a better job collectively as a coaching staff and as our players of being more detail-oriented and being more consistent in what we're doing.
Now, Coach Allen, fans have asked me this. It seems like, I don't know, I see quarterbacks sometimes just putting the ball up. The DB could be in, defensive back could be in good pass coverage, and we don't make a play on the ball. Just like contested catches, whether it's been from a receiver standpoint, overall, now I think Chris Olave has gotten better. But overall, we're not winning those contested catches at times, whether it's on the offensive side or the defensive side of the ball. Defensive backs, we just don't win. And I don't know what you tell, say, as a coach, maybe get your head around to play the ball better, because you're not necessarily in bad coverage. But that's been frustrating for the fans when they witness that we have not been able to contest the catches, whether from a defensive standpoint or an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, look, I think the key is being able to make the play at the moment of truth. We haven't been good enough in that regard. We've got to work with the technique of being able to do that, both offensively and defensively, because that's really what this league is about. I mean, this league really, you know, it's not like college where everything's, you know, going to be a wide open, you know, throw, and everything's going to be, for the most part, there's going to be a lot of contested plays, and the team that, you know, is able to make those plays in those contested environments, usually the team is going to have the most success.
And, Coach, this is an issue that we've talked about really for the last few weeks, and that has been the explosives. Began really with Justin Herbert in a 38-yard run, but after that it was Josh Palmer plus 27, the Ladd McConkey 60-yard touchdown, then Palmer plus 44, Jalen Reagor plus 24 and 45 for Palmer. I mean, I don't even know what the question is, because I don't even know what the answer is, but it's such a significant factor in what's deciding games, specifically in the second half.
Well, I think in particular for us on defense, you know, we've got to limit the explosive plays. And I'm really not talking about the 20-yard play. I'm talking about these plus 30-yard plays that, you know, create big explosive plays. You know, there's been a lot, probably up until this game, you know, a majority of these explosives, you know, have come on underneath throws that, you know, have been kind of catch and run opportunities. I think we saw a few more in this game that were more kind of down the field explosive plays. And so, look, we've got to work at the contested catch point of, you know, doing a better job being able to play the ball down the field. You know, and it's unfortunate for us from a defensive standpoint because, you know, I thought there was a lot of things that we did well in that game defensively. I thought it was much improved from where we were the previous couple of weeks. But, you know, there's three plays in there that's, you know, 130 yards of offense and 7 points. And so those are the plays that we have to eliminate for us to be successful.
Now, Coach Allen, fans have asked me this, and everybody's a pro. You're out there. You know, the Saints special teams are always highly respected with Coach Rizzi, Coach Galliano, and all that. But what in the hell are we doing fielding punts? I mean, Rashid Shaheed's all pro. We all know what happened in the Falcons game. We ended up fumbling that botch punt. But I'm looking at Jermaine Jackson. I mean, I don't know. I know he's not coached maybe to field a punt on the 4-yard line, then he fair catches one on the 5-yard line. This is now the punters are excelling at a high level. Now, I remember you put your heels at the 10-yard line. If you back up, then you let it bounce. Then you could say maybe the 8-yard line. But I haven't seen Jackson go back and still field the punt. I mean, I don't know. Don't you take a chance and maybe it bounces in the end zone instead of fielding it on the 4 or 5-yard line?
Well, I definitely think that there's a decision-making process that goes on at that returner position. You know, a couple of those punts were, you know, kicked from the minus 33-yard line, which is not your traditional going-in punt where you're going to put your heels on the 10-yard line. And so you're in a position where you're out there, you know, 15, 18-yard line, and you just got to have a little bit more awareness of exactly where you're at on the field, you know, because I think decision-making in the return game is probably where it all starts, and I think that's an area that we can improve on. Look, Jermaine's a young player, and I think he'll get better at that.
Need to take a break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network. We'll be back with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. Keep it right here on the Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network. It is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. Both Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener played yesterday. Derek was doubtful leading into Sunday, kind of a game day decision, and didn't really expect him. How optimistic are you that he'll play Sunday in Carolina?
Yeah, I think I'm optimistic. He had a good throwing session today. Went out and went through a progression of about 50 throws or so, and did well with that. We'll see how he responds to that, and see where he's at on you know, tomorrow and Wednesday, and kind of go from there.
Now, Coach Allen, this is a quote from you. Look, we all understand that it's a result oriented business, and we need to play better football. But isn't it, you know, bottom line, when you say we need to play better football, isn't it bottom line is wins and losses? We got to win. I mean, I think you knew that because it is a results-oriented business. It's not PE class, it's the pros. I mean, either you're winning or losing. How do you approach that and get the players motivated going forward?
Yeah, well, I think it's just that. I think you got to focus on the things that keep you from winning and accentuate the positive things and get better at those things and then prove the things you're not doing as well. You know, I don't think we look at things the same way that maybe people outside our building do. In terms of this, Bobby, I think we're not focused on looking in the rearview mirror at what happened in the past. We're really focused on what are the things we can control, what are the things we can change. And that starts this week with going to Carolina and getting a win.
Now, Coach Allen, fans have asked me this, and maybe you might have a better answer. And I said, I don't know. I think we got some good, very good players. But do we have any great or elite young players? And I'm talking about, like, look, Cam Jordan got a lot of skins in the wall. Demario Davis. I look at Alvin Kamara. I'm talking about, like, 26 and under. Who's truly, would you say, is that is elite or a great young player? Like Brian Brazee. Okay, he can rush the passer. Not so much against the run. Who would you classify maybe as a great young player? Would it be Eric McCoy? I mean, I don't know. That list is short when I look at the Saints roster.
Yeah, look, I think we have some good young players. I don't know that we have any great young players, or at least we're not in that position yet. I think we've still got some young guys that, you know, are developing that we hope can continue to get better and improve. But yeah, I think that's a valid question and a fair question. And I think this, I think you can win a lot of games with a lot of good players. You know, you don't have to have a ton of what people might consider a great players. You need tough, smart, competitive football players that play the game, you know, the right way. And I do think we have some of those guys. And then some of these other young guys, like rookies and second-year players, we're finding out about.
So, Coach, I have a couple of explanation questions. They're not refereeing questions. They are what explanations did they give you? So on the first drive, Justin Herbert, it looked like he kind of either fumbled it. He actually threw it to his lineman, 77. So it feels like, and I sit next to Deuce, that's where I get my info from. So it should have either been a fumble or intentional grounding. Now, J.K. Dobbins was 6 yards away. My question isn't about the call. What explanation did they give you?
Yeah, the explanation was that there was an intended receiver in the area. I do think that should have been, you know, illegal touching by the offensive lineman, right, in that situation, which really wouldn't have affected the outcome, you know, because, you know, it was a third down play going to fourth down, and that penalty, you know, would have just been a, you know, loss of yardage, not a loss of down. And so there was a receiver in the area, which was the running back.
Right. So, and another one, and just a quick one. So on the punt to Jermaine Jackson that he let bounce, he called a fair catch, but it was so far in front of him, he let it bounce. It wasn't like he tried to trick him, like, I'm calling a fair catch and now I'm going to run it back. And so they immediately dropped the flag and it goes back to that spot. Again, let's say he did the same thing, called a fair catch, but the ball was 10 yards ahead of him. He misjudged it, runs up to it, and it hits him. Is that not a fumble? Like, the whole call, help me out.
Yeah, well, the ruling is that once you make a fair catch, you can't advance the ball. And so it's technically a foul if you try to advance the ball. And so at that point in time, they just brought the ball back to where it was fielded.
So if he had called for the fair catch and decided that it was 10 yards in front of him and then went up and tried to run it and it hits him, it's not a fumble.
It'd be a muff. It would be a muff punt and a live ball.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Now, Coach. Also, where we at? Right now, you know, the trade deadline. My understanding, didn't they extend it until November? Kind of a week more than it's been in the past. But are we in a buy or sell mode? You know, because, you know, a lot of fans. Okay. Then you're always looking towards the future. Can you better your ball club? And, you know, highly profile skill players, you know, whether it be like the Chiefs or the Bills. And, oh, look at that player, look at Hopkins and all that. Right now on the trade deadline, are we in a buy or sell mode? Or is that something that Mickey's more involved with that? Or do y'all have conversations about that considering, you know, you're in the season, but the trade deadline's is right upon us?
Yeah, well, we certainly communicate a lot in terms of personnel, but he handles most of that behind the scenes, and then when something gets of any significance, then he'll keep me up to date on what's going on with that. I would say, look, we're in the mode of, well, I certainly don't think we're in the sell mode. You know, we're not looking to get rid of players. We're looking to improve as a football team. And if there's ways that we can do that, then we'll do that, you know. And so we have not been actively going out and shopping any of our guys. That's not our intention.
Need to take a break, and we'll come back with our weekly visit with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to the beach. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. We're speaking with Saints head coach Dennis Allen, brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the way to beach. And so a different Carolina Panther team than you faced in week one. With Andy Dalton, and kind of, you know, they've struggled, did get the one win, but they've lost to Denver last week. What do you see of this team now than maybe what you watched of them prior to week one?
Both quarterbacks.
I see a lot of similarities. I thought, you know, Andy did a good job while he was in there. Obviously, they went back with Bryce this past week with Andy having the thumb injury due to the car accident. So, I think we just got to kind of wait and see, how they play the quarterback position. I think the one thing that they've, you know, been able to do really well, probably not as well last week against Denver, but in previous weeks, I think they've run the ball, you know, pretty well. I think their offensive line is playing well up front, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do at the quarterback position and how that changes what they want to do offensively.
You know, Coach Allen, coaches I know and even players, while you love these sustained drives, and I don't know, it was kind of, I thought I was watching the World Series. The score was 3-2, and then we gave up that 15-play, 90-yard drive for 8 minutes, and then it's 9-2 because they missed the extra point. And the question I have for you, and that I look with, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot when you're trying to have sustained drives. How do you address the team when you have too many drives that all of a sudden we're behind the eight ball because whether it be penalties, or I don't know, the quarterback hit you in the hand, how about you catch the ball? I would like that. And then just it was one thing after the other. And I'm just looking. It went, you know, usually I would say 9 penalties or more, 100 yards. That's like giving up a touchdown. Now we had 7 for 66, but it seemed like it was 9 of 100 yards. Do you address the team and, come on, you got to be a pro and be more disciplined? Is it a concentration factor as far as whether it's a snap count or just looking the ball in? Because, I don't know, at times in significant situations, we have way too many drops.
Yeah, I think we had 5 drops in the game, and some of those came on critical third down situations where you got a chance to keep drives alive. And so certainly we have to be better in that area. Look, Bobby, you said it. I mean, the penalties were, 7 for whatever it was, 77 yards or whatever. But it's not just the penalty that hurt us. It's the gains that we had on the plays that hurt us. You know, we had a couple of holding penalties, which, you know, go down as a 10-yard penalty, but they were really, you know, 25-yard penalties when you take into account the yards negated as well as the penalty yards. So, look, that was part of our discussion today. You know, it's part of, you know, the fundamentals of blocking. We've got to do a better job of that. We got to be able to get our hands inside. We got to do a better job of moving our feet. Like, there's fundamental things that we have to improve on, because that's usually when post-snap penalties generally occur with poor fundamentals or poor technique. Pre-snap penalties occur with poor attention to detail, poor focus. That wasn't our problem in this game. It was the post-snap penalties that really hurt us.
Now, Coach Allen, when you talk about it, and, you know, we kind of do running back by committee, even though Alvin Kamara, I look at him, and now he did have a couple of those drop passes, but you look at 122 total yards from scrimmage. He had 10 carries. Now, we only ran the ball 21 times. I know we'd like to probably be high 20s or low 30s, but average 5.5 yards a run. But the question I have for you now, it seems like back-to-back games, Kendre Miller, now, are you healthy? I don't know, but I look, he went at 6 carries for 36 yards the previous week against Denver, and then he had 3 carries, 16 yards, 5.3-yard average. It seems like he might be, warranted more touches, but what is his status? Is it like a high-performance car? I don't know. Is he available? We got to change the spark plug? And I mean, to relieve not only Kamara, but even Taysom Hill. So how do y'all view Kendre Miller going forward and utilizing him in the rushing game?
Well, listen, I think we've always viewed him as a dynamic asset in terms of being able to run the football. I think he also showed that on the kickoff return with a 40-yard return. You know, he's powerful, he's strong, he's got good vision, he's got really good, you know, balance, good feet. I think he's an excellent player in that regard. I think health has always been the issue for him. He's struggled to stay healthy, and so I think that's probably the biggest thing. And then look, you know, there's some other aspects of his game that he's got to improve on. You know, he's got to improve on the pass protection. He's got to improve on his routes. You know, that way you can kind of be, you know, an all-purpose back, because, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes if you're coming into the game and you're only in the game on running plays, the defense kind of quickly figures that out.
And, Coach, we speak a lot, you know, during the week about third down efficiency, offense and defense. But it feels like, and I know you've talked about this before, the inability to have some success on first and second down puts you, and I'm quoting now, third and 16, third and 15, third and 20, third and 17, third and 16, third and 10. I mean, that's the probability just becomes so much in the other team's favor at that point. So how do you get better on first and second down?
Yeah, well, I think that, again, that boils down to that consistency that we've been talking about and we've been preaching about. We have to, as an offense, as a defense, you know, in the kicking game, we have to eliminate the negative plays. You know, look, not every play is going to be a home run, and you're not going to stuff every play on defense. All right, but what we have to eliminate are the big negative plays. We got to eliminate the sacks. Okay, we got to eliminate the negative runs. We got to eliminate the penalties. We got to eliminate the explosive plays on defense. We got to eliminate the poor decisions in the kicking game. You know, those are things that, you know, we have to work to improve, because that's really the thing that's really been holding us back. Like I said, look, I mean, the last 3 weeks we've opened up the game, you know, creating explosive plays, and you think, man, this got a chance to be pretty good, and then all of a sudden you have a negative play, and you know, next thing you know, you're punting the football away. And so I think the negative plays are the things that we have to eliminate.
Well, Coach, back-to-back in the NFC South at Carolina, then the Falcons at home. Best of luck this week in Carolina. Get it stopped and flip it the other way.
Yeah, thanks, guys.